As we say good morning to Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch. A.J., good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We appreciate your time. Follow A.J. on Twitter because you should. Doesn't tweet frequently, but still an interesting follow, at A.J. Hinch. Skip, you got the new shared facility with the Washington Nationals this spring, and Tim and myself and Steve were based up in D.C., so we were always interested once the Nats were going to move out of Vieira. How is the new house treating you?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, when we got into the facility, for both of us, it was a work in progress because of how close we cut the construction time to the season and hence of weather and stuff like that. But, man, it's so much better for, I mean, I can't speak for the Nats, but I can imagine how much better it is for them too, is the travel, the upgraded facilities, the new technologies that we have, the new cities that we're in. I mean, this is just an incredible spring for us to primarily do our work at home. We have Jupiter one exit north of us. We have St. Lucie about 30 miles north. And then obviously our road game against the Nats is in the same stadium. So really, really good experience for our guys. It's easier to train here. The weather's been better. The life is just better here in West Palm.
You've won a bronze medal as part of international competition. You were on Team USA in the 96 games. We started the show this morning by saying, look, a lot of people didn't want / didn't necessarily ask for the World Baseball Classic to keep on coming back. But now that the U.S. is into the finals, a funny thing happened on the way to the finals, AJ. We actually like this. Do you like it more this go-round than you thought you would?
Yeah, we like winners. I think that's the way in sports. We will support those that win. But, you know, I love the experience for the guys. And obviously, I'm a big fan of USA baseball. International baseball is a big part of my amateur life, certainly, and I was able to play in the Olympics. All that was really cool. The as a manager, the nerve-wracking side is just that your players are exposed to playing such high-intensity games so early. So it's a love-hate scenario for a manager, but I do love seeing Correa in Puerto Rico, Beltran. We'll have Gregerson and Bregman on Team USA. You know, the event itself, it's pretty spectacular. There's no good time to do it to make everybody happy. But, you know, we had one injury this WBC with Gregorius in the Netherlands that's going to cost him the part of the season. That's the killer in this, is if any of the guys come back injured and not ready to play the season. But there's a lot of intensity around these games. The emotion is really high. Everybody's really into it. And obviously when your country is represented in the finals, you have a little extra puff in your chest.
Talking to Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and it's interesting. We were talking about it because for you, Carlos Correa, he's getting his normal at-bats, but to your point, also, these are high-intensity at-bats. What kind of challenges do you have as a manager to make sure that your players that were involved, and in all, you had 8 players involved in the World Baseball Classic, what kind of challenges do you have to make sure that they are continuing their normal preparation for this season?
Yeah, we did a lot of work on the front end, just communicating with our guys, and they took it upon themselves. You know, the other part of the national stage is none of them want to embarrass themselves. So they came into camp ready. You know, Aoki asked me to play 9 innings in the first spring training game. He's a veteran guy who's been around the league. That never happens that early in camp. Correa, Beltran, Altuve were all in excellent shape. Bregman's obviously a young kid, came ready to play. Luke Gregerson is one of our relievers, is closing for Team USA. He's done it before, so he knows what he's doing. So it was more on the front end, and then as the WC has progressed, I mean, most of the time they take the players that are playing every day, and so they're getting their at bats just as they would in a spring training game. There's a few off days in the WBC. The one hiccup for us has been Bregman not getting any playing time on Team USA, and rightfully so. I mean, he's on the same team as Brandon Crawford and Arenado and Murphy and Kinsler. I mean, these are all-star caliber players, and Bregman's a young kid. So, but that's been a little bit tough for us. But we'll have a week together as a full team beginning this weekend, and we'll get ready for the season.
Carlos Correa came up in 2015, obviously was the number one overall pick not too long ago. When he came up back in 2015, he was 20 years old. I don't think many people knew what to expect from him. He wins Rookie of the Year back in 2015, another solid year last year. What's been the most surprising thing about Carlos Correa in his young career to you?
Just the standards that he sets for himself. You know, I mean, it's always amazed me. You know, when he came up with the target on his chest, he wears number one. He's the first overall pick. He was seen as a targeted savior of the organization. That, you know, I wasn't here, but this organization had gone through a big rebuild, and then we were arriving on the scene when he arrived at the big leagues. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And yet he's always maintained really high standards. And this guy hit a lot of home runs last year, drove in 90 plus runs. He hit third or fourth on a playoff caliber team the last two seasons. And yet he's not satisfied. And that type of internal drive is not coached. It's not taught. It's simply inside him that he wakes up every day wanting to be one of the most elite players in the game. And that hasn't wavered, whether he's been the rookie of the year in 2015 or in 2016, going through a little bit of a roller coaster season, yet being one of the most productive shortstops in the game.
Astros manager A.J. Hinch joins us here on SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, along with Tim Murray. I'm Scott Lynn, Steve Solomon, other side of the table. Skip, when you come to names like Correa, Tim just asked you about him, you got Altuve, you got Bregman, you got Springer, how do you manage expectations? So much written on the positive, that's got to be the hardest part of your job.
Yeah, it's tough in the sense of having to talk about it all the time, and we embrace it here. I mean, we do have a good team, and it doesn't really win you any games. You've got to go out and compete and play, but, you know, we keep them grounded. I mean, I think our players had a healthy dose of humility last season. In April, we go 7-17, and then we were one of the better teams in baseball for 4 months, and then got beat up at the end a little bit and missed the playoffs by a few games. So, you know, this game will humble you on its own. I think our job as coaches is to keep the standards really high, keep the expectations, the preparation, all the catchphrases that you would think of that a coach would do. We've got to put in action. You can't just talk about it. And so I think when national writers come around and people are on broadcast all over and there's a lot of coverage, when we show up in April and we're playing the Mariners, none of that matters. You got to win 90 plus games in this league to factor in. And that reality check, I think, is what keeps people, keeps our players understanding how long the season is and what it takes to win.
Speaking of expectations, 2015, Dallas Keuchel wins the Cy Young last year, 4.55 ERA. What has been his mindset so far this spring?
It's flipped a little bit. Number one, he really wanted to control his delivery and get back to being a very efficient, a very repeatable type delivery, and he's done that. And the number two part was shifting from rehab to competing. And you know, he ended the season on the DL last year, had some shoulder issues, was able to get rehab throughout the offseason. And then when he got back on the mound this spring, his initial outings were very careful. He was sort of easing into his outings, and then there's been a switch in the last outing where he turned into competing and using his pitches and getting into more season mindset as not a rehab player, but as a preparation phase of getting ready for the season. And that, for him, it's all about his delivery. It's about him being able to create contact on the ground, miss a few bats. And the 2015 version did everything right. The 2016 version battled himself. And I think we're going to find that he's going to trend back towards the more dominant side.
AJ, thanks so much for your time this morning. Greatly appreciate it. Have fun watching the final tonight. And continued health and success for your players. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Thank you. Follow AJ on Twitter @AJHinch.